Casey on the house, every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
On the House Hour of Rosie on the House, where we spend the entire hour on an element of your home. But we're going to be all over the place today. We're going to be on your drywall, on your electrical, on your plumbing, because these are all the different elements a handyman can do on your home. And to do that, we always bring in a certified partner on our On the House Hour to talk about in deep detail and discussion the ins and outs and what to know about their particular industry. We've got Egal Lampart of Response Crew in studio. Jennifer Elgin, you say you're not going on the air. Egal says she's going to be on the air, so I wasn't sure if I should introduce you or not.
Sure.
Or how that element was going to work. But before we get into the details about the handyman business, Egal, give a bit of your backstory. If somebody missed your welcoming interviews, just a part of what we do when we have a new partner on board, you've got a very interesting story. For, you know, most handymen don't come from jet fighter pilot background. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so good morning, Rami. Yeah, so a little bit about my backstory. I came to the United States in 2002 after I was in the service and I traveled for a bit. Landed in New York, kind of was looking to see what I could be doing in life. Got hired by a contractor who needed help out in Arizona. Came out to Arizona in 2003 and been here ever since. I got my first ROC license in 2007. Me and a partner rebuilt a nice company. Then we re-exited that company into something else. And a few years later, 2010, the real estate market was going through a lot of transitioning here. And I got into that. And through real estate, really fell in love with not only like the real estate part of it, but the repair part of it. You know, I didn't know anything about homes prior, even though, you know, I was in the industry, but was, you know, a specific trade, very limited, and then started learning about just everything, electrical, plumbing, drywall, got really interested, and started Response Crew in 2014, 10 years ago.
And for a handyman, for the listener, there's elements you need to know. There is no shortages of handyman in Arizona, but Arizona, unlike a lot of other states, has a regulatory agency called the Arizona Register of Contractors. And for a service provider, for a contractor doing work on your home, they have to be licensed through the Register of Contractors. And there's many classifications of licensing that says, here's what work I'm legally allowed to perform on your home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you said, there's plenty of excellent handymen out there. What separates Response Crew is we're a licensed company. I'm, you know, bonded by the ROC, insured, workers' comp. Really what it does is it gives the homeowner a lot of confidence to know that he's hiring a reputable company that would warrant the work in case they do need any future, you know, remediation or mitigation or whatever it is. Plenty of great handymen out there, but when you hire them and they're not licensed, you are at your own risk.
And there is an exemption. There's very few exemptions through the Register of Contractors, but handyman does have an element where they're not required to be licensed.
Right, correct. So the exemption is up to $1,000, and it includes material. So really, you know
what? After COVID's like, what, 3 sheets of plywood?
Yeah, almost like that, right? Material has probably gone up 50, 60% in the last 2 or 3 years. With us, we don't have that limitation as much. We are limited, but our dollar amount, I think, is $5,000 now, including material. Because we're a handyman, most of our jobs do fall under that, but we are not limited to working with inspectors, any other contractor who would hire us with those kinds of privileges.
That $1,000, time and material, doesn't matter if the homeowner buys the material or the handyman buys the material, correct?
Yeah, correct. From my understanding, it's cannot do any job that exceeds $1,000.
So somebody out there couldn't be thinking, oh, well, I'll let the homeowner buy up to $900 of material and my labor is going to be $700. Well, you're over $1,000. It doesn't matter who bought the material.
No, it doesn't matter who bought the material. We encourage the customer to buy the material, but because we're a full-service handyman, we're also happy to go and pick up the material, choose it for them, recommend them what the right material would be for their job. By them choosing the material, it's really a matter of preference on design. So, like, the type of ceiling fan they want, the type of air conditioner window unit that they want. If they choose it, we could guide them, but they could choose based on design and specs that they really want.
I like that. And for your specific classification, an R62 minor home improvements is directly what it states in the register of contractors. Like you said, it allows up to $5,000 of work. And what period of time? Like, let's say you come out, I've got these six projects, it's about $4,800. Mm-hmm. Well, next week, I'm like, hey, that was really awesome getting all that stuff done. Now I want all this done. Is there a certain amount of time before that dollar amount starts over?
So it's per invoice. No invoice could exceed $5,000, including the material. The R62, which is a minor home improvement license, really covers us under, we could do plumbing, electrical, drywall, any installation type of work. We could pull permits or work with inspectors. Much more broader than just your excluded handyman.
And in that sentence you just said, there was another point I wanted to make sure and hit. When it comes to permits, it doesn't matter if it's under $1,000. If a permit's required, you have to be licensed.
Yes, correct. No, the inspector will not work with you unless you are a registered contractor.
Now, for the homeowner, most of our listeners know this, but I'm going to just cover it again. Registered contractor's license always starts with ROC, Register of Contractors, but it's that six numbers afterwards that's key. You go to the register's website, you type in that number, and you make sure the mm-hmm. company that's there is the company that's in the directory, because you could write down an ROC number for Billy Joe's handyman.
Yeah,
take Egal's number and be like, yeah, here's my license number.
Right. Anybody could tell you, oh, I'm licensed. You know, really easy. Should take you less than 30 seconds. You go to the ROC's website. You type in either the name of the company. You could type in the license. It's very clear. There's a search bar. In fact, on our website, we actually have the logo of the ROC, and we link it back to the ROC website to our page. You could, with a click of a button, you can see our record in the ROC. Anybody that you're hiring who tells you that they're licensed, make sure that you get their license number and name and it matches up. Something that's popular or could happen in the industry is somebody's working under somebody else's license. You might want to consider that. Maybe somebody's giving you information. When you look it up, you see that there are certain records on the license, and you would want to consider that as well before hiring.
And one of the first steps we do when we're talking to a potential contractor that wants to join the network is look at the date of the license. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, I've been in business for 20 years. Well, they might have been doing construction trades for 20 years, but their license was like 2 years old. It's like, well, I've been in it that long, but I've only been running the business 2 years. Well, to join the network, they have to be in business 5 years. Statistically speaking, 90% of all contracting companies go out of business within the first 2 years.
So, I love the ROSI network. I love the way you guys vet your the companies that are on the network. We've actually changed our referral network to match the ROSI network so that we refer only vetted companies, licensed companies. Definitely.
Well, and it's great having a handyman in the network as well. We've got three in Phoenix, but what we loved instantly is we've been trying to find a handyman in Tucson forever. Nobody could pass the screening process or was interested in doing the paperwork that requires, like, oh, I don't need to mess with all that. And I've met your Tucson guy when we were at your office a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about all the different you know, just the difference in the markets between Phoenix and Tucson, the construction style, and he's really got a knack for, you know, the particulars of that market.
Yeah, Tucson's almost like a different animal. driving around is different. The customers, their requirements might be a little different. We got into Tucson about 2 years ago now. Kelly's our technician there. Excellent service. Really, really happy that we've got into the Tucson market.
So, and there's kind of like a no man's land where you've got Elgin and Eloy and Casa Grande. Do y'all overlap that at all, or do you stick to the Maricopa areas of the metropolitan areas of Phoenix and Tucson?
Right. So we're in the Phoenix area and the surrounding cities of it. Same thing with Tucson and the surrounding cities. You're right, there is a gray area between like Casa Grande, Eloy, leading down. Primarily, we will, you know, talk to the customer, evaluate the job, the service, and you know, if we have the option to help, we will. It really would depend on the job itself.
If you've got a number of services that you're probably close to that $5,000, it would make sense. Whereas opposed to going down there and changing six light bulbs that are in a 12-foot ceiling, you know, that'd be pretty expensive light bulb change for that homeowner.
That would. But yeah, sometimes it works out, and we're happy to help if we can.
All right. If you would like to join the conversation or talk about anything particular around your home, castle, or cabin, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, joined in studio, Egon Lampert, Rachel Elgin of Response Crew. In y'all's definition, what is a handyman? Because you mentioned plumbing, you mentioned electrical. There are elements of those, and even drywall, that y'all don't do. Like, if somebody's building a home, you're not going to go sheetrock the entire house.
Yeah, so thanks for pointing that out. We are a handyman company, so we really focus on jobs that are in the handyman room. I like to say that a handyman is somebody who does repairs and installation, a skilled tradesman who does that, repairs and installation. Jennifer likes to say that we focus on improving the quality of your space within the handyman room. So we do plumbing, electrical, drywall, and installation. But in each category there are limitations. So like for plumbing, we really don't do any drainage at all. You probably need a specialist if you're looking at drainage or septic or stuff like that. When it comes to electrical, we stay away from the panel for the most part, so we won't pull wire from the panel or make any changes to the panel. When it comes to drywall, we're good at drywall. It's actually one of our specialties, but we won't take a project that is really to sheet up a house. You probably want a specialist for that, a crew that comes in and does that in a timely manner. Same thing with like painting interior, exterior. We'll paint a wall, we'll paint the area that we repaired, maybe a room. That's kind of like, that would be the scope of work that we're looking for. So there are limitations, but when we're contacted, we go through the scope of work that you're looking for. And if we feel like a specialist is what you need, we would recommend a specialist.
And you had talked about the drywall work, and last segment you mentioned the network. Y'all do a lot of work for our plumbers and electricians that do the infrastructure work. They might be coming in and repiping a house, or they're running new wires for whatever the homeowner's expanding on. You know, the amount of wire that's put in a home being built today is compared to what was put in 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. You know, a lot of times when we're adding these new amenities, these new luxuries, these new, you know, lights, power, we've got to run a lot of home runs back to the electric, like requires a lot of drywall cut in. And I know Mason Pro Services uses y'all regularly to, hey, we've got a lot of drywall repair work here. You guys go clean it up for us.
Yeah, definitely. So we work with some electricians, plumbers, HVAC installers, roofers, anything related to drywall. So your mason would come in and they would install a new AC or need to do some adjustments to the existing unit. We would come in after them, fix the ceiling, fix the scaffolding. Same thing with the electrician. If they're running wire, they're probably doing, you know, We've even seen 150 cutouts in your house. So Ree would come in and patch all of that, texture, paint, take care of it. It's a great service for the homeowner, a one-stop shop. You know, they don't need to start contacting four contractors. They work with their specialist and then Ree come in and behind them and repair it.
And when you say specialist, it really takes somebody with a special eye to match the texture at the end. You know, there's multiple different types of applications and techniques that are used. And even some drywallers will have their own texture specialty where they won't, you know, hey, we'll use Jeff for skip trowel. We'll use Bob for, you know, orange peel, even within the trade itself.
I could talk about drywall texture for 5 hours here. One of the things that we do when we hire is we actually test them on texture. It is a Arizona is unique to the skip trowel texture and to some other textures. We test them inside the office. In our office, we have a mock wall where they need to apply texture, and we kind of could see, gauge the level of just how they hold their tools, how they act in front of a wall, how they apply the texture, their technique. And then we know what kind of level of person that we're dealing with. Coming into your home and matching texture is a challenge that we man up to on a daily basis.
And somebody might try it themselves and be like, oh, man, can't even tell. Then the light comes through the window and shines on it sideways, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't stand it. It's like you can't unsee it.
Level 5 is a challenge. One of the tests that we do on level 5 is we put a flashlight on it, shining on the wall to see if it's if it's straight and if it's bouncing back and how it came out. Yeah,
it's definitely a something you don't learn overnight.
No, it's a trade. It's a trade on its own, and it's one of our favorite trades to do too. Just because of when a homeowner contacts us. Usually they'll have a bag of different types of needs. It could be like maybe a faucet, a ceiling fan. But very common would be like a couple of touches on the drywall. So, retouch drywall, I would say like 7 out of 10 jobs. Is that correct?
That's right.
Jump in, Jennifer.
Hi, guys. We love drywall. Yes, and we are pros at matching texture, all different textures. And, we just really love it. It's incorporated in, I would say you're right, about 70% of our jobs.
And during the last break, Egal had a little saying, something like, we don't do this and this, but everything in between. I thought that was very...
Actually, Jennifer loves to say
that's right. When people call us and they want to know exactly what we do, I like to sum it up as, we don't do roofing, we don't do flooring, but we do almost everything in between. So... Yeah. It's a good starter point for them.
Good way to visualize that is you're trying to get items done around your home, castle, or cabin. We're in studio. It's the On the House Hour. Spend it on something particular in your home, and it's on everything a handyman can do for you, the Arizona homeowner, to keep up the maintenance and repairs that our homes, castle, and cabin require here in Arizona. Said your stage 5 testing. So there's obviously multiple stages of testing you put your guys through. What else do you look for when hiring a handyman? Because it's, if I'm an air conditioning company, I'm looking for air conditioning tech. So I go to the air conditioning tech school or, other lead sources there. When you're looking for a handyman, there's not really like a handyman trade school out there. Where are you pulling from?
Right. So that's a great question. We're definitely focused on the work itself, the capabilities. We're focused on the quality of the work and the experience of the customer. And that's really what we're looking for. Exceptional people who perform quality work. We know that we're going into your home. We know that we're, have to respect your privacy, have to take care of your property. We need people we hire people based on their personality, who can listen to the customer, understand the customer's needs, and recommend a repair that matches the customer's needs. And I'll give an example here. we come into a homeowner and they're out of state, they're snowbirds, and their faucet is leaking. Sometimes you could change a cartridge and that's a great solution. But if the house is vacant for a lot of months in the year, maybe that's not the right solution. Maybe it's better to replace a faucet and have something more reliable. So we really want to listen to the customer, understand his needs, and apply the right recommendation for the situation.
And it's very easy to find people in the trades that aren't the best communicators. I mean, we're tradesmen, we're skilled, we're focused on, performing the best service we can. Being able to communicate that with the homeowner, that's a completely separate skill level than, doing a perfectly matched drywall texture.
Yeah.
To be able to find both of those in one person is not an easy task.
Yeah, we're looking for a needle in the haystack. We're looking for somebody who's multifaceted, right? Could do plumbing, electrical, drywall at a high level, can communicate with the customer, is reliable, background tested, checked. We have a very extensive process for hiring. At the end of this process, they get a certification that they passed all of our requirements, and only then they become a response group technician. Do you have anything?
You get to that situation sometimes where you find a homeowner that they know they're right. You get somebody there that knows what they're doing, mm-hmm. and the solution's different. That can be very hard to tell that person, well, my neighbor said, or, whatever in their mind, they're so convinced this is the way it needs to be done. But the best solution for them is something else. Being able to communicate that to them is sometimes almost impossible.
Yeah, there's a lot of information out there online, so people can have their own idea of how they want a repair to be done. In a sense, we're almost like a doctor and a nurse situation, right, where, we have one recommendation, but they read online some other recommendation. It's very important to listen to the customer and to maybe understand what they read on or what they heard from a friend or a neighbor and, maybe try to educate them. Or at the end of the day, the customer, whatever they want, I mean, that's probably what's going to happen. But we're going to, if we feel that that's wrong, then we're going to try to educate them to the right. If it's really, really wrong, though, we might really say, maybe you want to hire somebody else to do this.
Because doing that and then being liable for it later, mm-hmm. Is
right.
It's not worth whatever you're going to charge on that job to come back and fix the problems it's going to cause down the road, like leaks. Like
right.
You're
so
saying.
On top of the warranty that we offer, we also want to give the customer a great experience. And if we're doing something that we feel is wrong, then that won't be a good experience at the end of the day.
Something else that we have a hard time with is somebody will call us and is like, I've got this. I just need somebody to install it. I've already bought it, mm-hmm. whatever it is. Most contractors don't operate like that. They don't know where you bought it from. And when they install it, they, by law, have to warranty it. Well, they don't want to warranty something that's out of their control of the supply chain. They've got their suppliers they work with. They know where the materials come from. They know if there's a product failure, they've got a relationship back with the manufacturer or the distributor that they can work with to solve this situation. In y'all's case, though, you're like, yeah, come to us. Mm-hmm. We'll put together whatever it is.
Yeah, when it comes to aesthetic installations, we prefer for the customer to pick them out so they get exactly what they want. We do warrant and back our craftsmanship, our workmanship. So if it's a defect on the product, we would recommend reaching out to the manufacturer. But when it comes to the workmanship, it's 100% guaranteed, warranted by us.
And go through a couple examples of what somebody could buy that y'all could come out and install. Because like you said, you don't do flooring or roofing, mm-hmm. but most everything in between. So,
right. So we do a lot of ceiling fan installations, chandeliers, different light fixtures, faucets. The list goes on and on. It's almost unstoppable when people are trying to either repair or even update the look of their home.
And I like y'all's point you made where if the homeowner picks it out, they're getting what they want. And that could even come down to the color and texture of the caulking material that you're using to finish, whatever application it's required for where you're putting two surfaces together.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of times we'll present some options and the pros and cons to each one and really let the customer take the lead on what they prefer.
Now, this goes back to something we're talking about when the customer is, quote, quote, always right. Do you ever go out and you're like, this is the cheapest crap you could have possibly bought? We're not. Why don't you go buy something with a little bit more quality that's going to last you more than 3 months?
Yeah, you know, I mean.
And I say that thinking a certain furniture company that, you know, sells in bulk that I've assembled a few. I'm like, I know I'm wasting my time putting this together. It's not going to last.
Everything serves its purpose. So if you are, you know, you have a rental property and you want to go with a certain level type of material, you know, we understand the need and we'll help you with that. We charge, it's a labor charge, so it's good to think up ahead and say, you know, if I'm already paying this labor, I might as well pay the labor once and get a better quality of material and maybe, you know, down the road do this again. But it's definitely based on the need of the customer and the customer's demand, whatever the level of expectation that they're looking for.
I like that everything does have its purpose. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it can, you know, maybe it's something serving a temporary decorative thing where you're showing the house trying to sell it. And, you know, most people, you know, it's just, like you said, or it might even be to put your BLM listing at the front door entryway.
Yeah, I mean, we're dealing with VRBs, Airbnbs. We're dealing with some, you know, my kid has a an apartment in Tucson while he's going to U of A. So, like, we're dealing with all kinds of different scenarios. And, yeah, each scenario to its own. Primarily homeowners, though, I find that they choose good quality material. An example would be, you know, we came out to a home where GFI is not working. And, I mean, we could always reset the GFI, but if it's on an ongoing basis, we would just replace the GFI. You're spending a little bit more money on material, but you are saving a lot of money on hassle and labor.
Stan texted in at 411-923, says, I'm looking to replace a kitchen faucet, RO, and disposal. Does that come within your scope of services? And he already has the materials. What would be the process of getting a quote for that?
Yeah, we'd be more than happy to take a look at that, Stan. Thanks for texting in. We do have a very streamlined process. We make it as simple as possible. You can find us on rosieonthehouse.com, or you can go directly to our website, which is responsecrew.com. Submit your requests and any images you think would be important to see in order to provide you with an estimate. We get back to you pretty quickly. And then if you have any questions or need anything from there, we're here for you and we can get you scheduled.
And in a case like this where he already has the materials, your estimation is labor time. You know, how long is this going to take us?
Correct. Correct.
And in particular, in his case, he's talking, you know, RO, kitchen faucet, and the disposal. Most homeowners would think, well, that's pretty easy. Every home's got those. But the space and working environment underneath the kitchen sink is not equal.
That and also, when was the last time the faucet was replaced? So how, if is it corroded underneath, you know, is the faucet corroded? Because that really can change what would be a two-hour job to all of a sudden a four-hour job. Are the angle stops in good condition? Do we need to change those as well? So there are elements. We will give an estimate based on, you know, the standard of time that the job would take. But it is an estimate. So if something, you know, if we get there and reseal it, it's corroded and, you know, this is going to take a bit of time. We will update the customer prior even to doing the work. We'll let them know that there's a change in scope of work and they, you know, can approve it or deny it based on, you know, their whatever they feel.
We try to mitigate that in the beginning of the process. So when we request pictures, a lot of times we'll be able to see any calcium deposits or any corrosion on those lines and make suggestions accordingly.
Mm-hmm. And when you're estimating time and everything, are there different trades that a different hourly rate, or is it all just the same standard flat rate?
Great question. So I think the benefit of having a response crew handyman or a handyman in general is that a specialist charges per item where we charge by the hour. So you could get a lot done in a time frame, and our price doesn't change from trade to trade or from skill to skill. The drywall and the plumbing and the electrical all fall under the same hourly rate.
Today, 2024, what is that rate?
Yeah, so we're charging, it's $115 an hour. We have a two-hour minimum, which is $230. We do have a Rosie special, a membership, so that would reduce your, give you a better hourly rate, reduce your hourly cost. But yeah, that's what we're charging, and that's our going rate right now.
Two-hour minimum, I mean, there's a lot of things that can get done by a good handyman in two-hour time.
Yeah, not only that, but if you book us for a time slot and we're done under the 2 hours, the technician will say, you know, you have left time over. If you want to, is there anything else that I could help you with? And we will try to maximize the time for you.
What if I just really need this done because I've got a company coming over, it's only going to take a half hour, but I'm willing to pay the 2 hours?
You can give us a call and we'll come over.
We've done that many times.
Okay, excellent. Well, we've got one final segment here at Rosie on the House, and we're going to bring in Deanne. She has a question about drywall and countertops, so we'll get to that right after this. Deanna's on the line. She moved into a home 7 years ago that was already 25 years old and is not happy with the drywall texture on the ceiling. Deanna, tell us a little bit more about your ceiling.
Well, there's a peaked ceiling in the kitchen and family room, and some of the joints, it looks like they've been retaped and remudded over time. And they're pretty obvious, and they didn't bother me when I bought the house, but I'm thinking of selling. And I'd like to know if there's anything we can do with the joints in that area, as well as in several of the bedrooms, to make them less noticeable for when I go to sell.
Yes, Deanna. Hey, how are you doing?
Good, great, thanks.
We could definitely help you with the texture on the ceiling, or you know, any tape issues that are maybe coming apart. It would be great to kind of see this, either through photos or in person. But we could, you know, either if it needs to be replaced, we can replace it. This is our specialty, drywall. So you know, if it's to match the texture, to sand it down, and to reapply texture. Depending on the size of the area and how much really work it needs, we would definitely be able to find a solution for you.
At the beginning of that program, you said you could talk about drywall for 5 hours. What are the different types of textures, just for the homeowner's reference, that they're going to see in different homes across Arizona?
So a 30-year-old home, probably not popcorn anymore at that point. Maybe we're seeing a skip, maybe we're seeing a knockdown, orange peel. Those would be more the more popular ones for a ceiling.
And in her case, where she says it's been retaped, it may have been a popcorn that somebody had scraped off earlier and just didn't do a good, new texture over the top.
Could be. Drywall, you know, if it's a wood frame home, seasons change and wood shifts around. So, you know, you could see movement of the, of the drywall, which would affect the tape. Maybe there was a leak at a certain point and somebody did a repair, and this, you know, ceiling is a little, not a little, but ceiling is much harder to work on versus a wall. Especially if it's 5/8, it's in the ceiling. It usually requires a couple of people to get it in and secured properly. So if it was like a single handyman who was trying to do it on his own, he could have run into some difficulties there. Whatever the issue is, we will identify the issue and we could assist with a repair on it.
And what he's talking about 5/8 is that's 5/8 inch thickness. And a lot of applications you'll see 8 foot, but you know, you get into some commercial buildings or bigger homes, it could be a 12-foot sheet. So replacing it, that gets pretty heavy if you've got that type of
a 4 by 12 sheet, 5/8. I don't know the exact weight, but somewhere around the 80 pounds, something like that. So to lift that, get over your head into an 8 or 10 foot ceiling is a good challenge.
And get it positioned perfectly so that you can now secure it.
Right. So you don't want to have too big of a gap, because then you're just, you know, filling it with more material and tape, and you're prone to have more issues down the road.
And one screw's not going to hold it in place. You've got to get multiple fasteners in before it can support itself.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of code about that, distance of screws into the studs and, you know, fire regulations of the type of drywall that you could be using in different areas of the house.
And you can't if you break through the paper, that doesn't count as a fastened screw. You've got to set another one.
Yeah, it takes an artist to put the screw at the exact depth that you really want it to be.
So, Deanna, you're welcome to give them a call. You'd mentioned if you could see some pictures. Do y'all have a software system that you use?
You could email us at office@responsegrew.com, photos, some information that we could just as much information as you want to share with us so that we could provide you an estimate.
And you said yesterday when we were talking, you don't want to say anything bad about home warranties, but I will. We're not fans of home warranties here at Rosie on the House for many, 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 many reasons. And you had made a point that, you know, there's a lot of ways a handyman is much better than a home warranty service.
Yeah, so what I love about our membership program, you call us. It's you book us when you need us. And I know that you're probably calling the – so first, when the home warranty, you're paying an annual fee, basically a monthly fee, regardless if you're using the service or not. And then when you do come to use the service, they have a lot of limitations, restrictions. There's a service charge for coming out regardless of the repair. With us, you don't have any of that. You really only pay for what you need, what you're using. So you need us for, you know, 2 hours of labor, and we're guaranteed to come out and do the repair. We're never going to deny you. It's not a warranty situation where I've spoken to so many homeowners who have double paid, you know, had the home warranty come out to say this isn't covered, or, you know, our solution would be X and that's what we're willing to offer you. And then they end up hiring us to come in and do the repair. Yeah,
that drives me nuts. Paying twice for the same thing, and thinking the whole time that you're paying for this home warranty service that it's covered and it's not. And there's plenty of ways and those services find a reason to not do the repair work. And go ahead.
And the best thing about us versus a home warranty, when you're doing a home warranty, they're contracted with they get to choose the contractor. With us, you're choosing the contractor. You're choosing Response Crew. You know our company and our reputation. And when you start working with us, you get to know our technicians, and you could favorite on the technician. You know, I prefer this guy versus that guy. He knows my house already. He comes with treats for the dog.
And I do like that. A lot of companies, they don't allow you to be like, hey, Chuck was out here last time. Could you send him again? And like, well, it's whoever's available next in our queue, and we train all our guys the same. It's the same, but you guys will actually accommodate that. Yeah, we'll send, you know, yeah, Kelly was your Tucson tech, I believe, right?
Yeah.
We'll send Kelly back out.
It's a personal relationship. We build a personal connection with you. It is your, you know, your house, and you get to choose.
And listeners that hear that and appreciate that, and I know, like I said, some companies aren't structured like that. And there might be some of our other partners that are like, oh, man, we're going to have to start doing that now. But that's the benefit of being in the network. Iron sharpens iron. You know, mm-hmm. We're all here to make each other better, enhance our services, enhance the experience for the homeowner, and do the job correctly the first time.
Right. And that's across the board. It goes with any company that you work with. You always want to be the person who's choosing and making the decision for your comfort level, house, and safety. You know, so that's the benefit of not only the network, but Response Crew.